You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
You guys are going to go back in time.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show, the new head coach of the University of Michigan, Jim Harbaugh.
Go Blue, Rich.
That's it.
Champions, baby, yeah, yeah. The Wolverines have won a national championship.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, coach, who has it better than you right now?
Nobody.
Earlier on the show, co-host of Bussin' with the Boys podcast, Taylor Lewan. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Troy Polamalu. And now,
I can't believe what just happened.
It's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. When I said I can't believe what just happened, that was last night after Michigan won the national championship game against Washington. Now I'm saying the same thing about the news that's out of Tennessee. The Titans have fired Mike Vrabel. And that happened in the middle of our conversation on live Rich Eisen Show air with Taylor Lewan in Nashville. You know, and he loves Vrabel. He called it a mistake. That was after Blake Corum joined us on his way to the hotel to go to the airport to go back to Michigan. What a first hour we just had.
What a first hour.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
And joining us in about 20 minutes' time, Bill Burr, who's a Michigan fan, is going to join us. Maybe the Patriots will announce something about Belichick while he's on air live. Because, like I said at the end of last hour, if the Patriots are thinking of moving on from Belichick, and that has been the hot word since the Patriots came back from their loss in Germany, and that's when that was the end of the Mac Jones era and the Bailey Zappi era, if you will, began. If they are thinking of moving on from Bill, well, Vrabel's the guy they'd move on from Bill for right now, I would think. This adds quite the ripple in the coaching carousel pond into which the Mason Bluestone was catapulted into last night when Michigan won the national championship and Harbaugh accomplished his mission to return to campus, lending all thoughts to believe that he's going to go too. I think we have that soundbite of him answering the question last night of whether he's going to be going now. If you wouldn't mind calling that up, because the coaching carousel now has an opening in Carolina. And Scott Fitterer, the general manager, was fired there. So if they want to hire a coach like, say, Belichick or Harbaugh, and I imagine Vrabel might enter the pantheon of I want to choose my own grocery shopper, certainly since a new general manager is brought in, and then 2 years after he wins Coach of the Year, he's sent packing. The Raiders have a coach and general manager spot up as well. The Chargers are sitting out here. Who wants to coach Justin Herbert? Pretty much everybody, right?
I'd imagine so.
And now here comes Harbaugh into this mix. Belichick might be in this mix. Vrabel is now in this mix. Rivera's out. And, you know, obviously he's out in Washington, D.C. He's a two-time coach of the year. I don't know if anybody's going to hire him. But there's a ton of options out there. And the question is Harbaugh going to be one of them? This is what he was asked after winning the national championship game against Washington last night.
I just want to enjoy this. I just want to enjoy this. And I hope you give me that, you know. Can a guy have that? Does it always have to be, you know, what's next? What's the future? You know, like I said the other day, yeah, I hope to have a future. Hope there's a tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, you know, next week and next month,
it's full Kyle Shanahan,
next year. And, you know, just one last thing. I got two great loves. My love at work, you know, the people I work with, coaches, the staff, players, and the love I have for my family at home. And just means a lot. See a couple of the kids here right there, Jimmy, Grace, Sarah, Johnny, Jack, Katie, Addie. They're just the loves of my life. And my brother John being here, my dad and mom being here, to be here with our team, and that's those two families together celebrating. It's glorious. It is just a beautiful thing.
So that was his answer last night. It's got to feel, for Jim Harbaugh to wake up today, national champion at his alma mater, exactly what I was envisioning and all of us in the Michigan community were envisioning when he came back to campus to take the job after he and San Francisco part ways. And he's waking up today as a national championship coach. He can write whatever ticket he wants. You know, there's a contract on the table from Michigan for a gajillion dollars, I bet. And Daniel Jeremiah, did you see that? He said that on NFL Network yesterday, that if that thing's sitting there on his table and he's putting his coffee on it, you know, that means that he's gone. You know, that's if there's funny. A nine-figure contract on your table, and you're like, what is this? Oh, yeah, let me rest my coffee. He's not resting his coffee on it, Daniel. But I understand what he's saying. And options are open. Don't you think every NFL owner is calling Don Yee, his agent, to say, what do you want? What do you need? We'll give it to you, like today. And Vrabel's now out there, too. And Belichick might be out there by the end of the day or by the end of the week. Whoa.
Not to mention all the hot coordinators of Ben Johnson kind of leading the way. Oh, sure. The Detroit OC. I mean, it's a wild coaching carousel right now. It's going to be crazy the next couple weeks.
And there may be one or two or three other places that haven't had their jobs open yet.
Yeah, Adam Schefter said 7 to 10. We're at 6 right now. Belichick could be 7. Who are the others that we're not expecting right at the moment?
Just the fact that we're saying Bill Belichick and we're having a watch to see if he's going to lose his job. This is like mind-boggling.
I know it is.
This is I can't even really
believe Michigan won the national championship, so anything's possible.
Anything's possible, but this is just... Anything's possible. In a sense, it doesn't even seem right.
Well, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you.
We would have to have a catastrophic loss.
One and done to the Packers?
And I'm talking not by a field goal. We'd have to go and get everything pushed in.
Like three touchdowns.
And, you know.
Pushed. Can't wait for this weekend.
And I personally.
Because Dan Quinn's sitting out there.
See
and,
that happen.
Right.
But here's the thing about Dallas that I don't understand. And I totally understand that you've got a coordinator of Dan Quinn's quality. Mm-hmm. You want to keep him.
Need to keep him.
Well, I mean, and if money is all that it would take to keep him, Jerry's got it, and there's no salary cap on what you can pay somebody, so.
And it depends. We had to talk before about him. If he's happy. If he's happy where he's at, doing what he's doing, and he's being compensated more than fairly.
Right.
Why leave?
Because the head coaching jobs will always be available to him year after year if he wants to do that. But I also don't understand where we need him for our defense. We can't have him leave because the next coordinator won't be as good. We need consistency. Let me ask this question about McCarthy and the Cowboys. Why isn't that a priority for the offense after what McCarthy just did this past year?
So why is it?
Why? Because the narrative you hear is like, well, Jerry will not let Dan Quinn leave the building.
Because Dan Quinn constructed that defense into the beast that it is
well,
now.
Well, what about the beast of this offense right now?
Well, who's saying McCarthy's going anywhere, though?
Like,
you're looking ahead.
I'm looking ahead because we just talked about who else could be looking for a new coach.
I just
because they felt
12 wins a year.
We woke up today thinking Vrabel was going to get fired in Tennessee.
He didn't make the playoffs. He didn't win his division. He hasn't won 12 games a year. Like, Mike McCarthy...
I don't say that he deserves it.
Done enough to keep his job, and I don't think that's even a question.
I'd be shocked even if they lose by two touchdowns if Mike McCarthy gets fired. Wouldn't you?
What if Belichick's out there?
I mean, in theory, that sounds good, but...
I'm just throwing things out against the wall, I know I'm talking about people's lives and livelihoods, but I didn't expect Mike Vrabel to be available today. That's for sure.
I mean, you'd fire McCarthy for a coach 11 years his senior? Like, how much longer?
Dude, and that's why if Vrabel's available at 48, you can have him until it's Belichick's age. If you're New England.
That's very true. Any team.
Let's take a quick phone call here on the Rich Eisen Show. John in Orange County, California. What's up, John?
Hey, Rich. We're about the same age. I think I'm a class ahead of you, and I'm an alum from the University of Notre Dame. So I miss our opening season games.
Me too.
Games.
Me too.
I think those should be rescheduled. But
agreed.
I gotta say that guys like you guys there on your show and Dan Patrick and some of you guys that we've gone through the years with from SportsCenter on to your current shows, you guys become part of our family. You know, I've been sitting here last few months working on some projects and watching you on a regular basis, and I was as excited for Michigan to win for you as I
bless you,
was
John.
For anybody else.
And I know that there's a part of you deep inside that tears up as a Notre Dame guy. I totally understand what you're saying, but I think you know what I mean too, right? I mean, it's a marking of time.
And it is big sporting wins
for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you hope you can share this with our kids and they can go to a school where they can experience this. And I'd encourage all parents, push your kids to somewhere where they can live this life and enjoy this and carry it with them for their years to come. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but Michigan, their students back in the day taught Notre Dame how to play football. There's such history with Michigan that people don't understand. It's really... You know, with Notre Dame and Alabama's and some of the key schools, there's so much there. And it's just as a rival, you, as we get a little older, you come to respect these things a little more. And, you know, players like, you know, I used to have Johnson and Irvin were at Miami. They used to kill us. I couldn't stand them. But now I love these guys. I love listening to them.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you saying that. It's really because that was my opening statement of the show, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks again. That's John in Orange County. It's just that, again, it's crazy. Guys that you hate, you suddenly don't mind listening to.
Or cheering for, like, you right. know.
Like me. I mean, a Notre Dame guy rooting for me.
Well, as a Cowboys fan, you know, the triplets are my favorite players, and yet I didn't like Miami, I didn't like UCLA,
yeah.
and I didn't like Florida. So I didn't like Irvin, Emmett, or Troy.
Now look at you. Strange bedfellows, yeah. isn't it?
They turned out to be my three favorite players.
Well, speaking of things that that make you happy, look who's joining us now live on the Rich Eisen Show right now. Our friend Bill Burr.
Hey. What's going on? How are you?
What's going on, Bill? Look at us.
Congratulations, Rich. I'm very happy for you and all the diehard Michigan Wolverine fans. I've always been a passive one. I've had family out there, but I'm not going to sit here and gloat. Because I didn't go through those Appalachian State years like you. So congratulations to you.
I do have the App State scars. I do. Yeah. You know, I've got them. They exist. But
that happened.
So you have family in Michigan? That's the connection?
I used to. My grandparents grew up out there, and they long since passed. But, you know, way back in the 70s and 80s, I used to go out there. And, you know, they lived, you know, right down the street from Ann Arbor and everything. So it was impossible to escape that influence, you know?
Yeah. So you went to the big house as a kid? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't go to the big house, but I used to watch the games. I'm talking like the AstroTurf. Anthony Carter was my favorite player, number one, who then went to the Michigan Panthers and won, I think, the only first USFL championship with Bobby A. Bear. I go back then. And then he went to the Vikings, I want to say.
Yeah, he did.
But I was a huge Anthony Carter fan. Great wide receiver, and he used to return kicks for touchdowns and everything. That's back when Woody Hayes was still coaching.
Oh, and Bo, the 10-year war, him versus Bo.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
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 I probably caught the last, like, 3 years of that. And that's still my favorite documentary of all time, talking about the rivalry between the two of them. It was hilarious because that was, like, during the end of the Curse of the Babe, and they were making such a big deal out of Red Sox Yankees. And then I watched this Ohio State Michigan thing, and I was like, oh my God, like, that coach literally, like, Woody Hayes, like, wouldn't even say Michigan. I mean, that's just,
oh, these guys.
This is a whole other level.
It's a total, like, right now, I see the school up north, you know, and now I see on Twitter, anybody who tweets at me, they X out the M in Michigan. And it's just like, you know, grow up. And now, you know.
No, you got to enjoy that. It's killing them. It's killing them. They are miserable.
I know. Isn't that great?
Miserable. Yeah, they're miserable. They, you know, and they're still trying to find their footing with their new coach, you know. And I mean, they literally played you this year without your head coach, which I thought, oh, that's going to be a disaster. And it didn't happen. And I would just like to put to bed that whole, you know, you're not stealing signs. You're attempting to steal signs.
Yes. Yes, Bill. See, no.
And it is a skill. It's a skill. All right. Look, I mean, this is how I look at it.
Yeah.
If you can hire the Michigan's former linebackers coach for just a month and talk right. to them about their playbook.
Yeah.
I don't think somebody with binoculars or a camera trying to figure out what a picture of a box of Wheat Chex and Dorothy Hamill and an arrow means. I mean, to sit there and act, oh, that's why they won the games. Oh, is it? And there's another thing, too, is every single team you watch when they talk, they're going like this. They got stuff up. Everybody, because everybody is doing it. So, you know, Michigan paid like a huge price. They lost their coach for three games. And I'm sure there was, I don't know how draft picks and stuff work, but I'm sure there was some sort of sanctions. Usually when that happens nice. To a football program, they nosedive for a little while. And you guys turn around and won the championship. So, but I wouldn't put it past Buckeye fans whining about it, because that's a part of the college football tradition.
Yes.
This time of year is Ohio State fans crying about the refs or how they should have made the playoffs and yada, yada, yada. And evidently, they're sort of the new Notre Dame. Like, remember Notre Dame when we were growing up? They acted like everyone else was on steroids except for them, but somehow their players were the same size. There's always that one, God loves us the best, and we do everything right school. You know, the Cowboys were that for a long time until they all got caught doing blow. That was the 70s, though. That was back in the 70s. Dude, they didn't all get caught, though, but you know.
I'm with you obviously, I'm with you on the whole Connor Stallions thing, because, again, they did break the rules. The question is what to what effect? And we still don't know. And everyone assumes it was to the maximum possible, most damaging effect against them, and the best possible effect for Michigan in the exact moment. Because, again, my point, as you pointed out, what is it? A box of Wheat Chex, Dorothy Hamill, and an arrow. You got to make sure that you know what you're looking at. How many times are people on a vacation and you're taking a selfie and somebody walks up and says, oh, I'll take that picture for you. And then you hand them your phone and they hand back the most unusable photograph or video that's shaky, right? And so this guy hired people and Venmo'd him $100 saying, go and shoot this video of somebody else's sideline. How the hell do we know what the hell they shot? You know what I mean? Like, I
don't know. Look, I don't know. I think it's like calling holding, where you can do it on every play and all of that. So I look, if that's against the rules, then you shouldn't be able to hire a former coach for a month. At least you got to pay him for a year is all I'm saying. It's like, nothing makes sense, but I don't know. I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you. It's us, Bill. Come on
Ohio
now.
Ohio State finds their footing with their coach, because it's never good. Like the Ohio State Michigan game sucked when you guys sucked. It's not good. It's like, you know, you want to, it's kind of like being a Red Sox fan. If we win the division, I want the Yankees to be good. I don't want them to be, you know, a mediocre team. I want them to have a great team. So there's a feeling of like satisfaction. So,
okay.
But whatever. I will say, though, I was really impressed, you know, with Michael Penix. Is that his name?
Yeah.
And, you know, all the injuries he's battled through and the injuries during the game, the guy just kept going. And also their receiving core, that Rome, I don't know how to say his last name.
Rome Odunze. Oh, he's really good. He's outstanding.
Yeah, yeah. But, and I got to do my one little nitpick of the game.
Please.
That just makes me feel like I've aged out of watching football because I don't understand it.
Yes.
When Michigan went for it on fourth down on like the Huskies 47 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know the analytics and everything, you know, that's like everybody's excuse now, but I'm a momentum guy, and it's like, you got them on the ropes, punt the ball. So not only do they go for it, they don't get it. Great defensive play by that cornerback. then you go into like this soft defense and you essentially concede a field goal because you all of a sudden you're so worried, you know, you're going to get burned on like a touchdown, which I understand with their receiving crew. They definitely got open a lot. But and then all of a sudden they're down there and they got four shots at the end zone. And then you end up giving up a touchdown. I don't understand like going for the kill shot in like the end of the second quarter. Like it doesn't exist.
No, I know. And so in had Michigan not intercepted Penix in the opening drive of the second half, Washington could have tied the game up by scoring on each side of half, you know, and but
it's a completely
totally
different game. And analytics does not take into factor momentum in the psychology of that. Because I'll tell you, when they scored that touchdown, you know, we ran through that defense or whatever. I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be like last year's game. It's going to be another snooze. And then they went for it, didn't get the fourth down, and then they went down. Then they go for it, fourth and goal, which also makes no sense to me. John Madden take the points. So yeah. I was proved right and wrong on within like 2 minutes. I was nervous coming into the second half when they had the ball. I had seen enough, and, you know, they had a couple of missed throws because of some pressure and stuff. I'm like, these kids are getting open on Washington. As much as the score looked pretty lopsided, especially with that last touchdown when they, you know, Penix had to kind of force something to try to make something happen. It was a lot closer a game and a lot scarier, at least when I was watching it. Because
me too, bud.
They had a couple of receivers there. It was really weird. Like, we had, you know, they had like the same amount of receiving yards as we had rushing, and then it was sort of flip flopped. Like we couldn't seem to pass, and they couldn't run.
Yeah, it was a dicey one, no doubt, all the way up until the fourth quarter. Before I let you go, Bill, I don't know if you heard where you were, but the Titans just fired Mike Vrabel, and mm-hmm. the Patriots are apparently meeting in short order. The Krafts and Belichick. I know you were very full-throated for wanting to keep Belichick last appearance here. Would you want Vrabel instead? Where do you stand on this front today?
I don't know. So much of this stuff was just media-driven and everything, and just like, because they just like saying, what did I see? I saw the other day on Instagram, are the Beatles overrated? And it's just like, the ultimate clickbait. You're going to get all the boomers be like, the level of influence that they have cannot be measured. And then you're going to get all these young kids that grew up listening to rap going, ah, it's old people music. And then they got what they want, a bunch of people interacting on their app. And I feel like sports journalism, because of the amount of places people can be watching now, it's just all about creating all of this stuff. I would much prefer if they could sit down with Belichick and maybe he agrees, you know, to let somebody come in and be a GM,
mm-hmm.
and we could build like through the draft or whatever. But these things are always hard. When I look at it, like, you know, all the great coaches I saw growing up, Don Shula, Chuck Knoll, and all of that stuff, you know, they're always, it's part of coaching that just becomes a point where I don't know. I'm sad that if it's over, that it's over. I love Bill Belichick. I love Mike Vrabel too and everything. But like, I mean, how do you replace this guy? But then it becomes also, are we all hanging on too long? I don't know. I hate this question. Next question.
I don't blame you. It's a tough one, brother. Yeah. But in the meantime, we bask in the glory of the University of Michigan being the national champion.
I followed LSU more than Michigan, but I always, you know, had Michigan in my heart because of growing up.
You went to the Rose Bowl, Bill. Did I not see a photograph of you and you went to the Rose Bowl last week?
Yes, I did. Okay. I did.
That's commitment,
brother.
I did go
to the Rose Bowl.
That's commitment.
I root for Michigan. I root for LSU. I'm a pro football guy. So, like, that's okay. My team in the South. That's my team in the North. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know.
I got
like
you.
I stuck through them, you know, all of these years. But also, I want to say congratulations to the Washington Huskies. They had an unbelievable season. And I hope they keep going over there. I heard all this stuff about how great their coaches are. I hope they all don't get picked up and go somewhere else. It'd be cool to see Washington come back next year and try to avenge the loss.
Bill, you're the man. Thanks for taking the time today. Thanks for reaching out and with the congrats. Right back at you.
All right, go Bruins. Yeah. I'll see you.
There you go. That's Bill Burr, everybody. Chiming in. What was that? The box of wheat checks?
Wheat. Yeah,
Dorothy Hamill and an arrow.
Dorothy Hamill and an arrow.
That is so funny,
man.
What does that mean? Huh?
We need to get you on one of those signs next year.
No, whatever.
Yeah, Rich's head.
I don't think Michigan does those sign things. Some teams don't. Yeah. I don't know. All right, let's take a break. What's more like? Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. Right,
and phone lines are lit. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Troy Polamalu coming in hour three. That was. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. PrizePicks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love PrizePicks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony Pollard, rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the PrizePicks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code PIGSKIN for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code PIGSKIN at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
This guy over there, Brockman, with his Red Sox cap over there. Do you have the David Price sound that where he was bitching about David Price after the Yankees beat him up in, what was that, game two? Play it. Go for it for Bill Burr.
I want him to quit. I want him to retire on the spot.
He's not going to do
that. I didn't go that
That's
hard.
What I want.
He was terrible.
Part of you, so furious at David Price.
I was so furious.
But you were kind of feeling good, though. Like, you're getting it off your chest. Like, you couldn't
It was
have been,
therapeutic,
see
but
See what
like,
I'm saying? That's what's with, is there something about
name another sports fan that sees their guy?
I don't know. Just like, maybe I'm just a much more sunny disposition type guy.
Were you screaming at Harbaugh?
This is about him. This is about how great he is. Now I see where this is going. I was confused.
No.
You know, Rich, okay, you spoon fed it to me. I want to tell you something, Rich. Out of all the sports shows I go on, I think you are the nicest, most even-keeled, pleasant, respectful to other fan base.
No, I just think it goes back to like the Tea Party. You know, it goes all the way back to like, like you don't feel represented. You feel like you're taxed. You feel like a taxed
sports fan. Do you feel the jealousy?
Don't you love that? You haven't been represented in the sports universe.
It's always great when I have another teammate come in to studio because I'm teamed up against 2-on-1 with the New York.
Don't you hate any time like there's a big Boston game? What they show, they always show like lighthouses, lobster fishermen, and Paul Revere like, oh yeah, that's Massachusetts. I never saw any of that. You know, who goes to a tourist attraction in your own city?
Exactly.
You only do it when relatives come to town.
Oh, like, do you want
to go to the USS Constitution. Oh, do you?
Here's where Cheers
you
is.
To stand in line down there? Well, have a great time. I'm going to go to a dive bar. Where do you want to go next? You want to go to Cheers? Yeah. Just to let you know, it doesn't look like that when you go inside, so just take a picture outside.
Every Bill Burr appearance is cherished. on this program. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jeff in Detroit here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jeff, hey, how's everything in Detroit, Jeff. Sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Where are you? Well, by the way, are you in a library now? Yeah. Doctor's office? You're sounding very Barry White right now, Jeff.
I'm getting ready to step out right now.
Yeah, we need full on Jeff in Detroit here.
He's in the barbershop.
So, this is hilarious. Where is he?
Hold on one.
Take your time, Jeff. Don't worry. We'll tap dance till we get the full on. We want this to be up at Spinal Tap 11.
Yeah, he can't be in the barbershop because he would talk that
one
mess.
Second.
Where's the line?
It's a long walk here, Jeff in Detroit.
Where are you?
Where is he?
The DMV.
This is almost as long as Mac Jones's walk from the green room to the draft stage.
Okay, listen.
Yeah! Come on! We're national champions!
I use my outside voice.
Yes.
You already know. First of all, you were the first one to start talking about Jim Harbaugh.
I was.
Coming to Michigan.
Fact.
And we didn't believe it. We got the victory. We did everything we were supposed to do. Everything was against us, and now we can say we are national champions. That guy, Jim Harbaugh, is so oriented with his players. The first thing he did when he won, put a pair of Cartier glasses on. That is a sign of respect from young to old, from I guess it's like passing the mantle. It's like a thing that we do here in Detroit. And the first thing he did was put some Cartiers on in front of everybody. And if you notice, some of his players had them on, too. It's like, we pretty much love you, Coach. We know that you are the man. And when I tell you, Ann Arbor, Michigan, needs you there for that parade on State Street North, South State Street. I mean, Packard, the whole, you couldn't go anywhere. Kids were all over the place. If you go online and look, videos of just Ann Arbor just being engulfed in just joy.
I can't wait to find out about this parade. That's for sure. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Go Blue, buddy. Thanks for the call. I guess Dion's not the only one with glasses in his program, right?
Glasses that can't even Pikachu.
Harbaugh said he's getting ink. I think we've got that soundbite before we get to Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
15-0 is
that? Yeah. Because he was saying the players are saying all year long, you know, if we go 15-0, you need to get a tattoo for it. And this, he was asked about it last night.
Yeah, I said that I would get a tattoo. I have no ink on my body. No tattoos anywhere. But I did say that to our players. I said, you know, we go 15-0. I'm getting a tattoo that's 15-0. And I'm going to put it out probably on the shoulder. I don't know if it's my left or my right yet. You know, old right-handed quarterback, I'll probably get it on my right. And then an M, too. You know, an M that's a maize and blue M, also signifies 1,000 in Roman numerals. Can't tell you what that means to us too, that we reached 1,000 wins this year. And what are we at now? 1,003? Four? I lost count. 1,004? 1,004. Four. One of my favorite number.
Yeah, he wore number 4 in college. 1,004, we're talking Roman numerals.
Aye, aye.
And ink. God, we're all living in Jim Harbaugh's world right now. And I'm going to go here.
Are you going to get ink?
The tattoo?
No,
yeah, are you getting ink?
No, I shouldn't. I shouldn't
man,
have
known. Oh,
I'm going to go in this direction is what I meant.
Okay.
No,
I'm not,
please.
I was like, what? I got a guy for
no.
you.
No, yeah. Do it. Wow. No, thanks.
Nobody's got a guy?
Excuse me. I'm going to go in this direction.
Okay.
Do you think it's, was it ironic or perfect that we're talking about tattoos on the day Michigan gets its national championship? How that lands. That word is infused in the school down south.
Well,
a little bit.
BS, what happened.
I understand. In this day and age,
over that.
Crazy. I mean, crazy.
It was BS at the time.
Crazy.
But yeah.
That is what cost Ohio State back in the day. Crazy.
Trestle and all her other points.
Crazy.
Come on. That was such a joke.
When you think about it now, yeah. Right? But Harbaugh.
Funny.
Going to get that tattoo. Oh, and by the way, win 1001 was the game win against Ohio State. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe we're living. Honestly, I don't know if they're going to invite me to do the jacket dinner in Canton, Ohio this year. I don't know if I'm going to get that invitation because they know what's coming.
They know. Hence why you will be invited.
Oh, you think?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, it's going to be. Hey, should I put on my Cartiers?
You're outnumbered. Yeah. You're outnumbered in that building.
I don't know. Then it'll be a perfect night of Michigan versus everybody.
You need some security, I think.
Okay.
I told you. You need a tattoo. I got you. You need security. I got you. Let's do this.
All right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break so we can have a nice bit of runway for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. That's next right here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Karen, what you got?
Hi, guys. Karen Applem from Australia with a quick question for season 3 Talisman. That knife wound healing scene was so powerful. Tom, what was it like to do that scene with John as your director?
It's great that I was with those people because when your eyes are closed and someone is supposed to going to stab you in the chest, you have to really trust that they're not going to hurt you. So yeah. I was in good hands with John.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, everybody, back on the Rich Eisen Show. I need to send the Zoom link to our guest that's going to join us top of the third hour. This is how we're rolling. Desmond Howard's going to join us.
Hey, nice.
So
I still can't believe we were on with Taylor when Vrabel got fired.
Yeah, I can't either.
It's so crazy.
Well, the bigger part is we can't believe Vrabel got fired.
Right. And that, then that, and then that way, we were talking to...
If we had to rank it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If we had to rank it?
Sorry, I'll rephrase. Still can't believe Vrabel got fired. And then we were talking to Taylor, one of his best players.
When it happened.
Unbelievable.
Got a great time slot, basically. We're on at the right time for the stuff to happen.
Hold on a second. Just keep talking so I can do this. Just emailed you.
The
link. Nice. All right. There you go. I'm back.
Narrate.
You know what I'm doing? I'm hosting. I'm booking.
It's
just
an emotional day for you today.
You know what it is? So it's just I'm more aware.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Of life.
You got some Cartiers on
your last night my wine tasted better.
I bet it did.
Well, I wanted to ask you how you were feeling today because, I did some research on the wine that you posted.
Yes.
Good stuff.
The juice.
And that was a big cup.
So, the juice.
It was like a big gulp filled with wine.
Pop up on the screen pouring for as well.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just put it up. This is my watching buddy last night. Hoskins, pop it up. There he is.
Why the good stuff came out.
I also thought you were watching the game with Mark Ruffalo. Susie sent us a video.
No, it's my buddy Jimmy Yaffe, longtime University of Michigan man.
Well, at first look, I was like, Rich is chilling with Mark Ruffalo.
No. 2-8 was there last night. I'm on fire. Oh, you have no idea.
Very funny.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Peter in Korea has been hanging on for a long time. What's up? Are we talking about the Korea?
Or Koreatown?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Happy Tuesday.
Are you calling from the Korea, like the country?
Yes, I am, actually. I am in South Korea. It is...
Well, we didn't think you were in North Korea, Peter. I think it would have a difficulty getting an outside line.
Yes.
I mean, but I understand.
Peter's called before, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I've called a few times. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I've been with Rich, since the bad Ohio State days when they won, 5 or 8 in a row.
I remember those. Yeah. That was a while ago. That was a while ago, Peter.
You don't shine shoes anymore.
Yeah. Been away a long time.
I'm here, at the peak Rich now because, peak. Michigan has won the national championship.
Yeah, this is
congrats.
Peak.
Yeah. Big fan. Yeah, big happy for you.
Thank you.
I know you've had some struggles with the Jets this year, so
I would say so.
This is obviously obviously some good stuff. Good way to ring in 2024. So I hope you get to be with friends and family to brag and they can all hug you when Harbaugh leaves for Los Angeles.
That's okay though. Honestly, if he leaves, that makes him happy. He's made me happy. He's accomplished the mission, Peter. I mean, the players are just awesome to root for, and they are good, man. And thanks for the call, Peter. I appreciate it. I wouldn't be surprised if there's at least a dozen to 15 Wolverines at the combine this year. Now, that was the number we were hearing before, right? Didn't Joe Klatt say that when he was here in the summer?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think you got 15 guys get drafted, I think.
That defensive front is no
joke. Honestly, both sides of the ball. Did you just talk about the game for a second?
Please.
Like, both sides of the ball, I thought it was really impressive against Alabama and last night, the way you were able to just dominate. And it just kind of wasn't even close. And
it was too close because the Michigan offense sputtered in the second quarter. We talked about it with Bill Berg, Harbaugh's decision to punt with 5 minutes to go in the first half, and then pull it back and go for it, and then not make it, with Washington having the ball first on the other side of halftime, opened the door for Washington to tie the game in two possessions.
Well, look, Penix, not his best night. Kind of picked a weird spot to have his worst game of the year.
Well, I think
he misses Rome Odunze on that, which would have been a touchdown.
Well, again,
on the fourth and short play.
A couple things there. I think you have to credit the Michigan front for speeding Penix up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't have all day to just stand back there and pick him apart.
And two, my watching buddy last night, Susie, let me know she was going to surprise me that Marshall Faulk was coming over to watch the game. I had no idea he was in town, no clue at all.
Surprise.
So it was a surprise that she's like, hey, Marshall's coming. And Marshall showed up and he's like, I had to be there to watch you. Because, the number of game day mornings you were there as a segment producer, I would stroll in with my tail between my legs and Mooch would be,
you'd be
talking about Michigan
State. Watching the iPad in the meeting. You're living and dying.
So I was glad he said he wanted to be there for the moment.
Oh, that's cool.
He said that the missed throw to Odunze was on Odunze, on Penix, because he said Odunze needed to widen out.
Right.
So he threw it outside, and they did hit on that very same play later in the second half. But Marshall also thinks Penix is a real pro.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Because he is an elite pre-snap processor. The fact that he walked out with holding his side and holding, and being beat up, and he was only sacked once or twice.
He did have it looks like he got a high ankle sprain there in the third quarter.
And the interception to start the second half.
Yeah.
He's a tough kid. And
he's battled through a lot of injuries.
Dude,
man.
He gets rid of the ball.
Knees and
fast.
Shoulders.
He gets rid and he flicks it. He's
got a Michael Vick kind of.
Dude, he's got some serious game. And he's a fascinating prospect. The other thing that scared me before the game is Marshall's like, he's 24. He's going to come into this game like a grown-ass man. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you remember, he said, when I played, I looked at a 24-year-old as an adult.
Right.
When he was dominating at San Diego State.
Sure.
That's a real grown-ass man. And so he's an interesting prospect. He's an older prospect. Yep. But he can process. He can read pre-snap what the hell's going on. And last night, he got a real welcome to the NFL moment from that. That is as close to an NFL defense as he's ever faced, I bet. But Penix, I think, has a nice future. And I can't wait to see him spin it at the combine as well.
Yeah.
All right. It's a Tuesday. Let's get to it. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher.
On a Tuesday.
Oh, I stepped on it.
Hey.
What do you got over there, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Everybody good?
Yes.
What's up, man? Rich, the Harbaughs are going to face off again in the NFL playoffs in the next 2 years.
Okay, that's an overreaction. Get out of here, man.
What do you mean?
What do you think? It's going to be Ravens Chargers? Is that what you're saying?
Ravens Falcons, Ravens Bears, Ravens Commanders.
Dude. Well, Ravens in the playoffs, if it's Ravens Bears, Ravens Commanders, you're talking a Super Bowl. You said NFL playoffs, so it's more likely that if Jim does take the gig in with the Vegas or the Chargers.
There you go.
But, if you're talking about another Har Bowl again in 2 years, obviously, who's got it better than them? Still won't do it. Okay.
That's not my thing.
All right.
2 years.
I'll still call it an overreaction, because wherever Jim goes, he's going to have to, it's going to take some time to instill his program, I would think.
What if he goes to the Chargers? Yeah, Herbert.
That's ready made.
I think if he goes to the Chargers, then this is more likely than not. But at this point in time, we don't even know if he's going to the NFL. So how dare you?
And we know Kellen Moore's going to be the Chargers coach.
I'm not there yet. Yeah, right. That ain't happening, pal. You keep saying that.
I just want to be right.
What else, Chris?
All right, so I had this one written last night, but now I have to change the phrasing. Now that we know Mike Vrabel's future with the Titans, the Patriots should do whatever it takes to go get him as head coach.
I don't think that's an overreaction. And I feel this way about Belichick, that he's the greatest of all time, and there is no better in-game, preparing for a game guy in terms of experience and in terms of acumen. But if you got a 48-year-old man right there, I mean, seriously, you can get Vrabel in there and have another 20-year run.
Absolutely.
So I don't know how to handle this. Even Bill Burr was saying he didn't like the question. I know you love Belichick, but would you take Vrabel over Bill? And he basically said, after trying to answer for 90 seconds, saying, I don't like the question.
Yeah.
Because Belichick is Belichick, and it's disrespectful to talk in this manner. But my job as a host who has takes, am I a taker?
Not really.
An opinionator?
Not really. I mean, you know.
I don't think that's an overreaction. You guys got a red jacket, man.
Yeah.
He would have you guys at hello.
I mean, I've been talking about him all year.
And you could set up the front office in the manner that I think you're happy to set it up.
Yeah.
And if
Gerard Mayo wants to stay and keep building up his resume, or he can
send
go elsewhere. Right. Yeah, of course.
What else, Chris?
Rich, did you see, like, we like to look at social media for clues about players and situations. How about jersey numbers? With Garrett Wilson changing his number from 17 to 5, this is a sign the Jets
are getting Devonta
are going
Adams.
After Devonta Adams.
All right, whatever. Dude, are you really going in this direction here? For real?
Everyone's talking about it.
Okay. All right. Why did he say he's changing it to 5?
Apparently he wore 5 at Ohio State.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That program just doesn't,
understood.
You know, it doesn't factor in my thinking.
Understood. He wore 5 at Ohio State.
I'm going to get to that part of my celebrations soon rather than later.
Guys, let's focus.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, if Rodgers has one more year left in him, I mean, you got to go for Devonta Adams, but why would the Raiders cough him up?
Well, you could get picks back and
whatever.
A deep wide receiver
get
draft.
Out of
you know
here.
What I mean? I don't know.
No, Garrett Wilson just wants to probably get back to, if you will, who he is and go for. I think this is an overreaction. So you're going to tell whoever's taking the job in Vegas, we need to make Aaron Rodgers happy.
Or we're getting, you know.
We're getting enough draft
getting
capital
first,
for our best
second,
offensive player. So welcome to Las Vegas. You don't have Devonta Adams anymore, even though he's under contract for a long time around here.
Devonta Adams, 31 years
out of here.
31.
That is not the way to hire a new head coach.
You're probably right.
Next up. That's an overreaction.
You're going to love this one.
Okay.
The quarterback facing the most pressure heading into the 2023 postseason, Lamar Jackson.
That's a major falsity. That's false. What pressure is this guy feeling?
Being a two-time MVP with more MVPs
than
playoff wins.
He's got a ton of road ahead of him. See, pressure, I don't think this guy's felt the pressure today in his life.
Maybe that's the problem.
That's not a problem. Get out of here. I mean, if you want to go under the pressure cooker, it's the guy to my right.
No, first of all, they're the number one team heading into the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so if you're the best team heading into the playoffs.
Speak, TJ.
Which I don't believe he's under pressure, but if we're going to play this game, then yeah, wouldn't the MVP who's playing for the best team feel the most pressure to win the
Super Bowl? Hasn't had any
playoff
success.
Josh Allen? You want to go Josh Allen just because he won't stare the obvious in the face?
You want to flip this on me for some reason.
I don't want to flip it on you. I'm flipping it on Dak Prescott.
Well, that, as a representative they of Dak, have you're the flipping two it on
seed.
Me.
They have the best.
The number one seed. Excuse me. MVP, Rich.
Give me the best set, a better setup in terms of roster and seeding that the Cowboys have had in Dak's era. Period. End of story. They haven't. This is it. It's all set up. You've reported as eligible for the usual Dallas Dak Prescott pressure conversation.
How about them Cowboys?
And Irv keeps talking about the curse of Jimmy Johnson is gone.
Sure, fine.
Uh huh. But I don't think Lamar's felt pressure a day in his life. What else, Chris?
Thank you guys for falling into my trap of playing that game.
Thank you,
Michael Penix played himself out of the first round with his performance.
I don't know about that. His performance, he faced a stout National Football League style of defense last night, and he took the hits, man, and they kept coming and kept coming. He had me scared last night. I'm not lying. I mean, I believe in the Michigan defense and the Michigan, you know, fortitude, but he was flinging it around, and he was surviving and advancing damn near every snap. And he was pre-snap processing his head off. I was impressed with him last night, actually. Yeah. I just I don't have first-round grades in front of me, et cetera, but I'll push back on that as an overreaction. He might wind up being a first-round pick, and many people might not have him graded that high going into that game either.
That's true.
What else, Chris? Right, you got one more?
All right, last one. What the hell was Stephen A. doing in the box with Jordan and Jeter? Like, what was that?
What do you mean?
What was that?
He's Stephen A. Smith. I wouldn't be surprised. Why would that surprise you?
Because this guy thinks he's on the level with Jeter or Jordan and even Travis Scott. Like, what was that?
By the way, was that not his box? I don't know.
He's there. I see S.D. Portnoy.
You don't even wonder whose box. It could have been Jordan's box because, you know, it was Jordan. Jumpman. It was Jordan's box. We sure?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he hang with those guys?
I mean, come on.
Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, I would push back. That is an overreaction.
He's not Jordan and Jeter.
In this world,
you think, ow! By the way, you don't think Jordan and Jeter would want to hang with him? Come on.
I found that a little surprising. Am I the only one?
I believe you probably
I think you are. How about him being so surprised that we're pushing back together?
Wow, I thought you guys would be with me.
No, I'm not. I wanted to be in that suite.
Yeah, me too.
You guys would have been if I were there.
Brockman and TJ.
You could have been. You didn't want to go.
I have a couple pairs.
You know?
All right, I'm wrong. I don't know.
Some kicks.
I was like, what? I was like, what is he doing there? What is he doing there?
He probably went in more than one box, knowing Stephen A.
Maybe.
Visited.
Because he thinks everyone wants to see him?
How about, by the way, another part of Harbaugh's amazingness.
I was kind of baffled.
How about Michigan being the first ever Jumpman team to win a national championship in college football?
Yeah, 2016. They were the first college football team that came on board.
And again, I mean, what a brilliant move that is.
Yep. Also, when the number four hit him in that video we just watched, and he put the four together because that was his number, like that. When he talked about the tattoo, that was all pretty cool.
Well, by the way, maybe Stephen A. got in that suite because it was Tiger's ticket, and then Tiger ditched.
Wow, interesting.
And Jordan's like, I got an extra one. Nice. Although I'm sure Stephen A. had a credential and he could go wherever he damn well pleased last night.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Stephen A. carries.
Oh, and I had to tell Marshall why Jeter was in the suite. He's like, why is Jeter a Michigan guy? And I'm like, he had a cup of coffee with the Wolverines, used the school essentially to get a bigger signing bonus out of the Yankees.
I mean, didn't he went to class there. Didn't he take a class?
I don't know how long he was on campus. I think it's a race for a shorter time on campus, him or Madonna.
Does Jeter have a key at that hotel?
He does. I don't think he does.
Oh.
But Madonna does.
Madonna does.
And you know who else?
Rich Eisen.
I have one.
Dickie Eyes from Staten Island.
I've got a key. I do. Desmond Howard has one too. He's next.
how wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
I mean, I dig Jey Uso because he's born out of great storytelling and he lived up to the opportunity and exceeded it. The LA Knight, he's way up on my list because here's a guy that's been around for almost ever, should have probably quit a half a dozen times, and he just forced his way into their life. And now he's making money hand over fist. That is a story I love.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.